On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team got 3 points last weekend at Michigan Tech. We'll host Colorado College this weekend at the Sanford Center. Senior Captain Matt Reed with us. Matt, strictly from an offensive player standpoint, how frustrating was last Saturday, only scoring one goal and that 58 minutes into the game?
For sure, for us, it was kind of frustrating. You know, I thought our team played very well offensively. We had our chances. We just, you know, we maybe gripped the stick a little too tight around the net or didn't know what it was. We knew it was a must-win both nights in Michigan Tech, and maybe it was just, you know, the amplitude of the game that we had a score, and I guess it was just our whole team was holding the stick too strong or something. But, you know, I thought we played very well, and hopefully this week in practice we can work on our scoring touch so we'd be ready this week against Colorado College.
From one gifted offensive guy looking at another, what was your reaction when you saw Georgie go up the wall and score that goal?
I'll be honest, I was like, oh, I gotta get off the ice, and I saw him on break and I was like, all right, come on. I just sitting across my fingers while skating up the ice, and you know, sure enough, that time a little kid could score goals. So, you know, I was glad to see the puck go in the back of the net, and just rely on the last minute and 28 seconds or whatever was left to hopefully we can win the game.
If I'm remembering everything correctly, I think you guys had a power play right before that, couple minutes anyway, before that. You were out there for probably the first minute and a half. There was a whistle. You went off. Tom pointed back out, and there you went again. So you're out there the whole 2 minutes, obviously trying to get a goal. How tiring is that?
It is pretty tiring. On the power play, you know, you're supposed to outwork the penalty killers, but I'm privileged when I get to sit on the blue line. I don't have to work as hard as the forwards do, but, you know, when it comes time to that, it's mind over matter, I think. You just go out there, and if you're tired, you know, you can still work hard and you can still be smart out there. And luckily that I have a little bit of hockey sense that if I get the puck and I'm tired, I can move it and, you know, not use my feet but use my hockey sense.
Your power play has been good. You're getting chances. You're moving the puck around. It seems like a lot of teams are letting you guys move the puck around the wall, though. How do you get into a more higher traffic area? How do you get to the middle of the rink? How do you get right out in front of the goal?
Well, that's part of our plan, I guess, is to move it around the outside and then try to get up to the points for shots or look for open lanes down low. But, you know, teams letting us pass it around, you know, we're getting our chances. Against Michigan Tech, there was probably two or three opportunities that, you know, 90% of the time you score and the other 10%, you know, we didn't score, which was a problem last weekend. But, you know, as a power play group, you know, we were happy how we produced, but we just couldn't score. But we just got to, you know, get tougher along pucks and take them to the hole and, you know, win those battles around the net and score some dirty goals.
You guys have been on the road a bunch here in the second half. Two out of the next three at home. How much easier does it make the job? Not that it ever is easy, but it's got to make it a little easier anyway.
You know what, for sure, we haven't been too successful at home, but, you know, we've been pretty successful as of late since Christmas on the road, and we got to come back with the mentality that these are must-win games. In my eyes, we haven't given our home crowd a good game yet, and I think this is the weekend for it. So hopefully, you know, we have a sold-out crowd and we can play a great 60 minutes both nights.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU men's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.